I'd rather have a Raleigh.
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 Because Raleigh are right. Right for taste and right for throat. The Raleigh Cigarette Program, starring Red Skelton with Gigi Pearson, Verna Felton, our tiny singer Anita Ellis, Pat McGee and David Forrester in his orchestra, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. It's a pleasure to bring you Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's popular comedian and the star of the Raleigh Cigarette Program, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, Red.
Hello, Rod.
Hello, Red.
Hello,
Rod.
Hello, Rod. Hello, Rod. Hello, Rod.
Hello, Red. Hello, Red. Hello, Rod.
Boy, I'll bet Bob Hope wish he had material like that. Hey, Rod, did you hear the good news? I found a place to live.
You really found a place to live?
Yeah, but I don't know what I'll do if Lassie comes home.
Well, say, Red, where did you get that black eye?
Oh, the black eye? Oh, well, that's a little thing I picked up in a department store.
Were you going to fight?
No, a bargain sale. Boy, clothes are really sure hard to get. You know, I went into one men's store, and I told the clerk that I wanted a new suit.
What'd he say?
Oh, nothing. He just stood there in his BVDs and laughed.
Well, you know, you should have bought something for this nice California spring weather.
Yes, have we? Spring weather. You know, it's been so cold out here in California. The other night, Veronica Lake frozen over. A new way to use the English language. No kidding. I drove to the studio tonight and I saw a Good Humor Man selling hot bricks.
Well, you know, I read where you're going to Philadelphia tonight to present the Poor Richard Award to Ted Gamble.
That's right.
Good old Philadelphia, the home of independence.
Yeah, with a branch office in Reno. Reno's the world's largest separation center, you know.
Well, you know, Poor Richard was Benjamin Franklin.
Yes.
There was a great man with great sayings. Yeah. You know, I love his saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away.
Yeah, the United Steelworkers are using one of his sayings as a slogan. Strike while the iron is hot. Great saying.
Hello, Rad.
Hello, Rod.
Where'd you get the black eye?
Oh, the black eye. Well, I'd rather not talk about it.
Well, speaking of Benjamin Franklin, have you heard the saying, a fool and his $51 soon part? If he's a gun collector?
Yes, I heard that.
Well, say, when you were held up, Red, were you nervous?
Nervous. I was shaking so bad. I had a glass of milk, and I stuck my hand up, and when I pulled it down, I had a pound of butter.
Well, what kind of a gun is a P-38 Luger?
Well, you've heard of guns that shoot 3 miles and then throw rocks at you?
Yeah.
Well, one of these guns shoots 3 miles, throws rocks at you, and then polices up the area. Oh, hello, Anita. Say, you look a little nervous. What's wrong with you?
Well, when I got to the studio, some man chased me clear across the parking lot.
No kidding. That's awful. Did you see who it was?
No, it was too dark. But I fixed him. I pulled off my shoe and hit him in the eye.
Oh. In the eye, huh? Well, let's talk about Raleigh's Car a Day contest now.
Well, today is the last day, you know.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, tonight ends the Raleigh's Cigarette Car a Day contest. In behalf of all of us, I want to thank you wonderful people for your interest in this contest. We're only sorry that it wasn't possible to give every one of you a new Chevrolet. But we do have a couple of more winners.
Here's the winner of January 11th, Miss Norma Spaulding of Indianapolis, Indiana. Congratulations, Miss Spaulding.
And here's the winner for January 12th,
Mr. W.R. Hill of Chanute, Kansas. Congratulations, Mr. Hill.
More winners will be announced tomorrow night on the Hildegard Show. Be sure to listen.
Now, medical science offers you proof positive. Yes, medical science offers you proof positive.
No other cigarette is better to smoke. No other cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
Yes, Raleighs are right. Right for taste and right for throat. For medical science now offers you proof positive. No other cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars. No other is better to smoke. So next time, ask for Raleigh's.
Thank you very much, gentlemen. And now, lovely Anita Ellis sings, "Aren't You Glad You're You?"
Every time you're near a rose, aren't you glad you've got a nose? And if the dawn is fresh with dew, aren't you glad you're you? When a meadow lark appears, aren't you glad you've got two ears? And if your heart is singing too, aren't you glad you're you? You can see a summer sky, or touch a friendly hand, or taste an apple pie. Pardon the grammar, but ain't life grand? And when you wake up each morn, aren't you glad that you were born? Think what you've got the whole day through. Aren't you glad you're you? You can see a summer sky, or touch a friendly hand, or taste an apple pie. Pardon the grammar, but ain't life grand? And when you wake up each morn, aren't you glad that you were born? Think what you've got the whole day through. Aren't you glad you're you? Aren't you glad you're you?
The first story from our Skelton scrapbook of satire is entitled Local Department Store.
Our characters are fictional. If there's any similarity to persons living, they must be characters.
Chapter 57 is entitled Nylon Counter. Most people think a department store clerk's life is a happy one. But in the locker room, we can always find the manager giving the sales force a pep talk.
Good morning. I wasn't the traffic awful this morning. Cars were parked so close that... Goodness me. I don't know what I'm doing in the music department here. You know, I stuck out my hand to make a left turn and somebody shook it. Stole my engagement ring, too.
Mr. Numskull, do you realize that you're late again? What's your excuse this time?
I had to go back for a package of rolling cigarettes. Now, let's see you bawl me out for that one. Go ahead.
Well, in the future, be on time.
Oh.
We're installing a new time clock. If you punch it late, it punches you back.
Yeah.
Now, clerks, pay attention. Today is the opening of our big clearance sale.
Oh.
Miss Dowd, you'll be in women's shoes department.
Yes, sir.
J. Newton Numskull.
Yes, sir.
You'll work the nylon stocking counter.
Holly Volt Nylon Stocking Counter? You mean Murder Incorporated. You can't do this to me. I was assigned to limited duty.
Other men have done it?
What did you say?
I said other men have done it.
Yeah, but they were expendable.
You're such a weakling. I don't see how you got through our basic training course.
Well, I should have never let you talk me out of enlisting in that Army and Navy store.
Well, buck up, Newton. Remember, ours is not the reason why. Ours is but to do and die.
Well, wait a minute. I got a wife and child. I haven't lived yet. Why don't you let Sneer do it? He's tasted butter.
I'm sorry, nylon stockings.
Oh, you can't do this to me. I'll do anything you say. Even water your carnation in your lapel during my lunch hour. But please, don't you realize I'm not a strong man? Remember what happened to Quigley? Oh, it was horrible, that one. He didn't last through 10 sales. And I saw those women outside when I came to work this morning. Spike heels and long red fingernails. They ain't human, I tell you. They ain't human. I beg of you, don't put me on the nylon counters. You slapped me.
I'm sorry I had to hit you, old man. But you have your orders. If you don't carry them out, I'll have to assign you to KP.
No, not Kitty's plaything. No, no.
All right, clerks, set your watches. Another minute to a 0 hour.
Oh, let him come. I can't stand it. Really, I can't stand it.
He fainted. Maybe we're being punished for the way we treated customers during the war.
Ready, everyone? I'm going to open the door.
Let him come! Let him come! So loud again.
Chapter 58 is entitled Soddyville Shoplifters. At one time or another during our shopping career, we've come in contact with a clerk who's inefficient, or slow, or appears stupid, or Clemkadiddlehopper.
For the big sale today. I'll check the cash register here. Now, let's see. How much have we taken in so far today? $3.50. Another $1.50, I can start working for the store. Boy, what a sale. Everything is 50% off. Except me, of course. I'm 100% that way. Oh, here's a customer. Howdy doody, ma'am. What can I do for you first?
Well, I don't know just yet. I'm trying to pick out something for my husband's birthday. Oh? If you were my husband, what would you want?
A divorce, if I could get it.
Now, let me see. Do you have any smoking jackets?
Well, any what?
Smoking jackets.
No, we got some old bathrobes back here and a box of matches. That's too fast for her. She didn't get it.
I think I'll take that shirt. How much is it?
That's $4.
$4 for a shirt like that?
Well, what are you kicking about? They cost $5.
Well, if they cost $5 and you sell them for $4, how do you make any money?
We own the parking lot at Santa Anita. Some women are so dumb, you know.
Did you get a job in this store anyway?
Well, they needed someone with enough personality to keep the window dummies company. I barely passed the test, of course.
I'm going to report you. Where can I find the manager of the store?
He's out shopping.
Why doesn't he shop here?
His credit ain't no good.
Howdy, Claire.
Well, Sarah, do howdy doody to you, too.
N-Y-L-O-N-S? Uh-huh.
Boy, is she dumb. She can't even spell butter.
Son, you're a moron.
And I made it without any help from you.
Look, Cornfed, don't insult me, or I'll slap you so hard your teeth will rattle.
Oh, yeah? Well, I dare you. I would like to see you do this, to coin a phrase. Oh. Well, that's what I like, is a woman who'll take orders.
I'm reporting you to the manager.
Oh, go ahead, old...
Oh, now, Clem, see
what you did.
Oh, I don't care. I'm a little nervous. How'd you like to have lunch with me?
Hmm? Well, what time is it, Clem?
Well, it's about... That's funny. My watch is gone. My Mickey Mouse took a powder. I've been robbed, but my quarter for lunch is gone, too.
Oh, and my gold-plated pencil. Well, he's gone, too.
There's a pickpocket in the store. Oh, yesterday there were some complaints about pickpockets, too. They were picking the pockets of the pickpockets.
Clint, do you think that maybe that woman could have taken your watch?
Well, we'll find out. Come on, I'm on her trail. Come on. Go in here. Hey, Mr. McGinn, did you see a big woman with a voice like an echo?
Yes, I was just showing her this piano.
What piano?
Good heavens, it's gone.
Oh, you're right, Clem. She's our man. She's a kleptomaniac.
Well, politics ain't going to help her. Maybe she's in this reducing department over here. Come on. Here.
Well, hello, Mr. Felton.
You know what, dear? I lost 4 pounds.
And we know who took her. Come on, let's go get her. Come on.
Bill, hurry up, Clem, before she gets away.
Let's take this elevator. Maybe she'll get on there.
You? Well, Clem, you're supposed to open the doors first.
This ain't no time for details. Come on, let's get on the elevator. Boy, that dirty thief stole the elevator.
Medical science offers you proof positive. Yes, medical science offers you proof positive.
No other leading cigarette is better to smoke. No other cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat irritating tars than the new, smoother, better tasting Raleigh.
Ed Sullivan, famous newspaper columnist, says, quote,
Raleigh's all right. I've studied the tests and it's true. Medical science has proved no other cigarette can beat Raleigh's for less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars, for actually better smoking.
Yes, man after man and lovely ladies too say Raleigh's are right. And no wonder. Exhaustive scientific tests of America's 6 biggest selling brands, certified by 8 distinguished doctors, including eminent throat specialists, have just proved conclusively no other cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars. No other is actually better to smoke. See if you two don't agree, Raleigh's are right. Right for taste and right for throat. Try Raleigh's. Enjoy Raleigh's rich tobacco. That milder, smoother, more satisfying Raleigh flavor. Remember, medical science now offers you proof positive.
No other leading cigarette is better to smoke. No other cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
Now to Chapter 60, a new musical picture beautifully blended by David Forrester and his orchestra entitled Sympathy.
Thank you.
Chapter 59 in our Skelton scrapbook is entitled Children's Department. When a clerk is bad, he's punished by having to work in the children's department. And it's considered capital punishment when a customer like Junior, the mean little kid, comes in.
Now, we're going into the store to buy you some shoes.
Okay.
And I know you're going to behave, aren't you?
You know, at times that trusting old soul talks like a stranger in town.
Junior.
Yes,
Grandma? Go sit down while Grandma looks at some socks for your grandfather.
Okay, kiddo. Oh, look at that big stack of shoe boxes. That makes me mouth water. I wonder what would happen if I accidentally bumped into him on purpose, huh? Maybe Grandma wouldn't see me, huh? Then again, maybe she would. And then again, I don't know why I was wasting me time thinking about it. I'm going to do it anyway. Here goes the bottom box. Experiment completed.
Junior, what happened?
What happened? I don't know. Take it up with a fact-finding board. All these boxes fall down.
They just fell, did they?
Yeah, they just fell.
And you had nothing to do with them falling?
Well, they fell. I was standing here and I was... I might have nudged them a widow, you know.
That's what I thought.
Yes.
Now sit down and act like a little gentleman.
No.
Pretty bright today, aren't you, Junior?
Yeah, you going to buy me some shoes, is you, Grandma?
Yes, dear. And when you get your new shoes, I want you to be a little more careful with them.
Yeah, is they going to fit me this time or do I have to grow into them again?
Now, Granny knows what's best for you.
Can I have some cowboy boots like Roy Rogers wears? Some...
If you don't stop kicking tin cans, I'll get you some like his horse Trigger wears.
I'm a horsey.
Well. Good morning, madame.
We'd like to see some shoes for the little boy.
Right.
For the little boy?
Yes.
Then how would you like some pumps?
You mean those patent leather shoes?
Yes.
With little bows in the front?
Yes.
Very thin soles?
Yes.
Wouldn't wear a pair to a dog fight. I like them cowboy boots like Roy Rogers wears.
I see. Well, now let me see. I think I have something that you will like.
Let's
see. How about some nice white shoes?
Oh, no. Black or brown will be better for him.
Well, get me some white ones. I can darken them in no time.
Now, here, let's try these here on for size. Now, give me a foot. Take your shoes off there. Take them off.
Okay. Well, untie them first. You almost pulled me with a leg off.
Well, I'm very, very sorry. Here, give me your foot.
No.
Come on, give me your foot. We'll try the shoes on them.
Give me
your foot.
No, let go of me, but I'm tickling.
Come on.
No, I can't tell anybody. It's at the bottom of me.
Well, Sonny, try to stand it for just a second. Give me your... Come on.
I can't stand it.
Here,
now let go of me foot.
Stop
kicking
me in the face!
Junior, quick at this very minute.
Where did my uppers go?
Daddy has on the end of me foot. Look at him sneer.
Did you do that on purpose?
Well, now, really, Grandma, does I look like the type of a little boy that would do something like that on purpose?
Yes.
Well, I didn't get very far that time. Hey, how about my cowboy boots like Roy Rogers wear?
I'd like to give you some boots where they do the most good.
Yeah, I got that.
Put this shoe on.
Yeah, okay. Look at that shoe. Look what it's doing to me. And I'll teach it. I'll show that shoe.
Good heavens! Why did you throw that shoe through the showcase?
I'll teach it to stick its tongue out at me. Anyway, I don't want shoes. I want a pair of boots like Roy Rogers wears.
All right. If you really want them, try them on. I don't think they're practical, but anything to get you home in a hurry.
Oh, Granny, you wasn't with me. You were just kidding me.
Oh, no? Well, you just keep laughing, kiddo. That's all. Now, try those boots on.
Okay, I will. They're just like Roy Rogers wears.
Yes, yes. Now, you can walk in them, but be careful. The bottom's awfully slippery.
Look, Karloff, I know what you're hoping. But don't worry, I don't fall down. Don't worry. High heels are up. No.
I didn't fall. I just lay down on the floor to catch my breath. I didn't fall. It wasn't the boot's fault, really. It wasn't. Don't take the boots away from me. I learned to walk in them. I will. Please, I want the boots so bad.
Oh, don't.
Don't take the boots away from me.
No.
I always did this like boy wanted.
Poor baby. Wanted the boots so bad.
Yes, he wants the boots so bad.
Bless his little heart.
Yeah, bless his little heart.
Stop crying.
I want your boots.
Will you take those?
I want your boots so bad.
Wrap them up.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Well, now, really, you shouldn't have done it, Grandma. No.
And I'll make out the bill for the boots and one showcase.
Oh. Well, hey, Grandma, what made you change your mind? Why are you going to buy me the boots now,
Well, I changed because of the picture poster on the wall of that little child.
Really? Mm-hmm. Boy, what kind of shoes is that little kid wearing? I never seen nothing like that before. What is that?
Those are special shoes with braces.
Really?
That little child has infantile paralysis. It's a dreadful disease that takes hold when we least expect it. It's our most deadly enemy.
Well, why don't the people do something about it to stop it? They stop the Germans and the Japs, they do.
They're doing everything they can, but it takes money.
You mean they have to ask grown-up people to give money for something so important? You know, Grandma Kiddo, sometimes I'm afraid to grow up, you know. I might get like some of them people. Everybody seems to want something in return for a little money nowadays, don't they?
Junior, in this case, for every cent that's given to the March of Dimes, something better than money is received in return. Good health for a lot of little children.
Well, Grandma, I tell you what. You take the boots and tell them not to wrap them up. You send that money to them little kids, because I really don't need the boots, you know. You send the money to the March of Dimes, and then the next time I see some little kid who's well and running down the street, I will say to myself, well, there goes me cowboy boots like Roy Rogers. Well.
Time. Red Skelton, David Forrest, and his orchestra, Nita Ellis, Brenda Felton, Gigi Pearson, Pat McGee, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. Until next Tuesday, then, this is Red Skelton saying goodbye now. Thanks for listening, and remember the March of Dimes. And remember, listen to Hildegard tomorrow night, and the People Are Funny Without Linkletter Friday night over most of these stations. Red Skelton is heard in this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer.
Sir Walter Raleigh, that's a tobacco that leaves your pipe clean as a whistle. It's carefully blended from rich, ripe burleys and mellowed with just a touch of rum to enhance the natural, full-bodied flavor. Get Sir Walter Raleigh, the quality pipe tobacco of America.
Red Skelton is brought to you by the Brown & Williamson Tobacco Corporation.
This is NBC, the national broadcasting company.